Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, let's talk about dating. But these guidelines can be used for anything in your life. But my spirit guides are like, let's gear it towards dating. If you are new, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to go to the next level, consider working with me. I have a Manifest Love in 8 weeks program. It's an email coaching program. So you get a lot of one-on-one support, but at a very affordable price. Let's see, what else do we have? Master Result Intuitive Coaching Plan. If you really want to focus your energy in a way that creates a huge result in your life and huge however you define it, then that program would be amazing for you. And the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Program, it's a really nice mid program between Manifest Love in 8 weeks and the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Program. Elevate is, I designed that for a woman who wants to start dating and really be successful at that process and find the love that she wants, not the love she just gets, but the love that she wants. So if you are ready to meet that man, that person, that soulmate, that partner, that love of your life, then consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, so looking for love, right? It's the fall now. And if you, it's been on your heart this year to find love, here's some quick steps to help you get going. So first and foremost, you got to start. You know, you can pick any way of meeting someone, but I do suggest you pick a path. It's not just going to show up, and it's even increasingly harder to just meet someone out because we're not really out, we're staying home. So pick a platform, you know, from Tinder to a hookup site to Match to a matchmaker, the League, whatever it is, pick whatever you're drawn to, don't judge it, and jump in and do it with an open heart. So start now. My advice with dating profiles, and I've talked about this on the program before, have at least 5 to 6 pictures. Have a full body picture. Depending on the platform you're on, there are more and more bots. There's more and more fake profiles. And the way you distinguish yourself is to write a soulful, truthful profile. And put all your goods in there, what you're looking for, who you are, what lights you up, and then some really good pictures. And you can take them on your phone. You don't have to go and, you know, have professional photography done. You know, maybe have a friend or a roommate or a family member take the full body of you. And you can be as creative as you want, but make sure you're showing your face. Like, I know as I'm swiping, a lot of people are getting too into their photography and forgetting that the whole purpose of being on the dating site is so you can meet somebody. And go into it with the intention of meeting somebody. Yeah, they're going to be the people who are just, you know, playing around on an app when they have time. But then there are lots of people who are really dedicated to the process. And so set the intention that you're only available to those who are available to the process. And it's pretty amazing how much power your energy has on a dating profile, on a dating app. Your energy, if you infuse your truest energy from the most loving and soulful place and from the most intentional place, meaning you're clear on what you want, then you're going to get that back. And it doesn't need to take a long time. Yeah, a friend of mine redid their profile, had me proofread it, updated their pictures so they felt like their pictures were really representative of who they are. Attracted within a week, exact type of partner that they want. And, you know, this is a person who's very picky, and they to the T got what they want. In Manifest Love in 8 weeks, I walk you through how to get really clear about what you want. So I would encourage you to do that program. I also go through that process with anybody that is looking for love and enrolled in a package with me. So yes, start now. And as you move forward, you'll make adjustments accordingly. Like maybe you want this or you don't want this. Don't try to make adjustments while you're in something. So maybe you meet somebody and it's not lining up with what you said you wanted. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, well, I'll just adjust because that seems right. I'm really interested in this person. I would not recommend that because that may not be coming from a place of clarity. It may be coming from the high of connecting with someone and you just want it to work really badly. So be discerning, which is the next point, is be aware of what matters. Like, what do you want in a partner? What do you want in a relationship? What do you know doesn't work? And then you're going to have to be discerning. And I say be discerning before you meet somebody. Ask a lot of questions. If they're not answering your questions, then peace. They're not the right person. We are in a pandemic. And I think the blessing in the pandemic is forcing everybody to move out of unintentional living and being really conscious of what they want while they're dating. And yeah, can you get off track if you're not being discerning? Totally. Can you wind up veering down a territory where you get hurt? Uh-huh. Maybe you do need to do that to some degree to help you get clear about what you want, but why? I'm telling you what to do right now. Be discerning. Be clear about what you want. Only date people that match that. Now, I'll tell you a story from my own life. I am really particular about coffee. And so I was talking to this man and, you know, we were, you know, I go through all scenarios. I ask a lot of questions. I was like, okay, if I were to stay over, what kind of coffee do you have? And I like coffee. It's super important to me. It's increasingly more important in this stage of my life. And he was like, I'm not even going to say it, but it was a bad coffee. And I was like, oh. I was like, I don't know. And that's okay. I had to sit with it. I'm like, is that a match for me? You know, because it's just, there could be other things that aren't a match as well. But if it was just coffee, then please. Oh my God, I can bring my own pot to, you know. But it's a sign, right? It was a sign for me to say, okay, Amy, before you rush and meet this person, A, I shouldn't be rushing. It should feel right. It should feel like flow. It should feel like light. It should feel like joy. It should feel like a natural next step. But ask more questions and make sure that it's a match. Now, the same person, like, had a lot of things that were like no's on my list. But there were some fundamental things I had not even considered, thought of, that was like, oh my God, that made you so amazing. Like, and so you have to be discerning. You have to sit with it. You have to trust yourself and you have to be willing. Like, yes, there's this high and rush of meeting someone and you're excited and they're interested and you're interested. And so in that process, you have to be willing to say, okay, I'm in the feeling. I'm in that high that Amy told me about. I'll ride it through and I'm not going to make a lot of decisions from this place and I'll step back and look at it again and see if this is right for me. Do you see what I mean? So I don't want you to deny yourself feeling good about meeting somebody. Feel it all the way through, but don't make a lot of decisions from that. Think of it as an intoxication. You would not make big decisions for your life when you're under the influence. And so I would recommend the same. Don't make big decisions for your life when it comes to dating, when you're in the intoxication of connecting with someone. Take, you know, feel that, like enjoy your intoxication, feel that high, and then step back and make decisions as to whether that person is a good fit for you. It will work. It will work. Like, I know it may not make sense as I'm saying it to you, but in the moment when you're like, oh God, like, Amy told me not to make decisions from this place, and now I understand why. Yeah, don't. You don't have to rush anything. This does not need to be on anybody else's time frame other than your own, and you have to feel into that. So know what matters to you. Be discerning. Take in what you need to take in the process, and let go of what you don't. Like, my friend and I are both on Tinder, and Tinder's doing this swipe night thing. And I get the rationale behind it. It opens, you know, it'll match people who are doing it with each other. And I was just like, no, that does not interest me. I'm not doing it. Right? So do the things that really interest you and matter to you, because your authenticity, being true to yourself, your individuality is what makes you sexy. It's the foundation for which you can be confident, you can be bold, you can be brave, you can speak your truth without hesitation. So trust yourself and build from that place when dating. Okay. Next. Do what adds value to your dating journey, right? Do what feels pleasurable in your dating journey, and do what increases your knowledge and understanding of dating. I know, just go with me on it. So it may not be a right fit, but it's someone that's really enjoyable and and it's pleasurable and it's low risk, meaning maybe you just have a phone conversation with them, engage it, but don't fall in love if it doesn't feel right. Be very, again, very discerning about when you're in that feeling of pleasure and engage it and have fun, but be aware that, hey, is this really a person that's the right fit for me? So you can do something that's pleasurable. You can also interact with someone and just have more knowledge, right? You might go on a socially distanced date and see if it could be a match, but go into it with a wide open heart while being, again, I can't stress this enough, being really discerning about the process. Is this person a right fit for me? And be discerning in the beginning. I can't stress that enough. Especially people that listen to this program, I know you're heart-centered. I know you're caring. I know you're loving. I know you want love badly, and you can easily fall in love with potential. And so I don't want you to do that. So if you are really discerning in the beginning, even before you meet someone, it can keep your heart safe. There are some people that can go on lots of first dates and not get attached. I have a friend, she can go on hour-long dates. I know for me, if I go on a date, there's a high probability that it's going to be a very, very long date. I don't think I've ever had a date that was just an hour, unless it was just totally wrong fit. But I'm pretty good with managing my vibration, and it's rare I track just totally wrong, awful, sucky person. No. So be discerning, be very discerning, be very aware. Is this person in alignment with my truth? Do I feel good interacting with them? Genuinely feel good, not just the high of connecting with someone, but do I genuinely feel good? Do I feel a connection? Do I feel alive, right? And do what adds value. Like if you need to hold out and be patient, wait for the person that is in alignment with what you say you want. You don't have to compromise. You don't have to settle for less. If it's somebody looking for a casual relationship, most people will tell you very early on what they're looking for and believe them. And if they change their mind, their actions will show you differently. But until you hear differently, assume that whatever they initially said is the truth and keep on moving if they're not looking for what you're looking for. And then give it your all. I think people half-ass dating, like they're kind of swipe, kind of don't swipe. No, that my friend that I told you about that manifested a really great partner in a very short amount of time. It was because they gave it their all. They invested time and energy into it. They prepared for it. They wanted it. Like just watching their journey, I'm like, wow, that's how you really focus your energy on something that you want. And they pick somebody that they knew was a match to them, right? So give it your all, give it your all, give it your all, but don't give it your all for the potential person. Don't give it your all for the person that's kind of janky, not really responding, kind of half nice. Don't give it your all for them. Give it your all for the person that wants to book the date, that wants to see you, that wants to be in a relationship, that wants what you want. Give it your all for that. And then trust your intuition in the process. Your intuition will tell you, like, you may not want to listen to it when it comes to matters of the heart, but your intuition will tell you, and believe it. And if you want proof, take a step back and say, hey, my intuition's telling me this. My heart wants to fall madly for this person. I'm going to just take a step back from this and observe and see what shows up. And I promise you, your intuition is not lying to you. And it, whatever it is that you're sensing will be manifested into forms, but particularly this year. 2020 has been a year of, if you trust your intuition, you step back and say, intuition, show me, it'll show up. You'll know. In physical form, it will be manifested. And then be available. Open your heart. Let go of the past. Do a ritual where you let go of the past. Do some therapy where you let go of the past. Book a session with me where you let go of the past so that your energy field is clean. Like, I can hold a vibration to attract what I want and get it. Like, I know I can attract my type of man very easily. But a lot of that is because I do the releasing. I do the letting go. I don't hold on to what didn't work in the past, but I'm very clear going forward. I'm like, hey, I already know this doesn't work for me. That's a part of my discernment. But in terms of like vibrationally, my vibration is very clean because I'm not letting old hurt and pain and shame creep up into my experience. I clear it very easily. If I see something that feels similar to something I've experienced in the past, I go and I look at it and say, oh, when I was dating this guy, this happened and it hurt me deeply and I haven't fully healed from that. I'll go ahead and clear that up. Like, I mean, even saying that example, I don't have very many like that anymore. But if you do, and you haven't done a lot of work on yourself around dating and letting go of past relationships, even past crushes, I'll go through and I'll let go of crushes from 10th grade because it was impactful. I love love. And so something, you know, a rejection that happened when I was young can still carry weight even in my 40s. So be willing to let it go. It's nothing too small. And there are so many rituals you can do. Book a session with me and I'll help you clear it out. I actually have a show on how to let go of an ex in the archives. Search for that. And then keep your word. If you say you're going to do something, do it. Don't feel like you need to do something you don't want to do. Right? I know energetically sensitive people are very attractive to narcissists. And they are also very pushy. So you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. And then leave room for mystery. Leave room for the joy. Leave room for flow. And if it's not feeling good, it's not feeling good. Don't lie to yourself. You might need to talk yourself out of some limiting negative beliefs. That's one thing. But if it's just feeling bad and the person's not showing up, unmatch. Block their phone number. You don't have to continue to engage. All right, I have spaghetti on the stove, so I'm going to go now. Thank you for listening to this program. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you want a dating coach, I'd love to coach you. Drop me an email and we can talk about how we can work together. Check out my website and see my current offerings. And until next time, may you find the love you deeply desire because you are worthy and deserving of it. So worthy and so deserving. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you.